All right, Dean, at one point I was focused on the Roczen, Nichols, Wilson, McElrath battle.
Yeah.
It was pretty gnarly there for like about five, six laps.
Yeah, Justin Cooper was in there too. But yeah, it was a good battle. I felt pretty decent at the beginning, to be fair. I was making passes and like moving forward, and then I got stuck behind Shane for like two laps, and those guys behind me just sucked right to my rear wheel. I feel like that kind of killed my momentum a little bit. And then, yeah, I mean, I got probably about more than halfway. Then I honestly got a little bit tired. So I just kind of wanted to – I was trying to be smooth. And my arms weren't too bad this time, which was a good positive. But
yeah, this has been – your arms have been a big thing, right?
Yeah. So so P12, obviously not great. But the beginnings are pretty good. I got the speed, like, of top 10. Just not for 20 minutes right now, so I got to work on that.
Track was gnarly.
Oh, my God. It was so gnarly. Like, it's insane. It was very easy just to, like, hit a rut, and then it shoot you left or right and land on hay bales. I skimmed some hay bales a couple times, but, yeah, it was gnarly for sure. And Oakland just never disappoints, whether it's dry or wet. It's just it's so rutty and sketchy.
So, yeah, we're making gains. I feel like the last 2 weeks we're making gains. We had we were eighth in an arm pump this week. Arm pump not as bad. Yeah. And in the mix with some, you know, guys. So, yeah, like we're moving forward.
Yeah, no, it was bare. It was bare, but not where we want to be, obviously. Right. But I want to be in that top 10. But if Justin Cooper would just politely get the hell out of the class again, that would be cool. That would be another spot for me. But, yeah, I need to just from the 10-minute mark to the 20-minute mark, that's just what I need to work on. Yeah. And I'll be right there with Nichols and Christian, Savacci, that group. Yeah. You know, like, I'm there, just not for 20 minutes. So, yeah, we survived it, though. Just a gnarly Oakland, like usual.
You forgot your credential or what?
Yeah, I did actually forget my credential, so I just ran a wristband, even race with it, surprisingly.
Unbelievable.
But, yeah, but I have my credential, but I left it in my hotel room.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Okay, so next question. We were talking about, in the press box today, gnarliest whoops ever. I've got a few, like, early 2000s before your time with MC and all that.
Yeah.
But San Diego, 2012.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you were crushing them. You were a PC.
Yeah.
Those have to be your toughest ones.
Oh, yeah. Those were so good. When I seen those that day, I was like, yes, because they were so long.
Yeah.
And I remember on the 250, you just... I think you'd hit the turn in fourth or fifth and just whoa. And then I was just killing it in those. So, those were gnarly. Okay.
Does anything else stand out for you?
Then,
like, Anaheim's with MC and stuff, my rider got stuck in them.
I swear they were bigger back then.
Yeah.
And they're on two strokes. But Salt Lake 2021 year had a big long set before the finish, but I think they eventually turned into jumpers. But they were big. Do you remember those ones? Long ones. Actually, 2010 Dallas. Do you remember when I got stuck in Canada?
Yeah.
And I came back, and that was my first race back, and it was, I want to say it was Dallas or Houston, one or the other. Came around a corner, and no one was skimming them. They were just jumpers. They were literally like, they were huge.
Yeah.
And I went to pass Baggett on the very last lap, and I went to skim them. And it was for third or second, and I yard sealed and threw away a podium.
Right.
It was for second. I was already in a podium.
Yeah.
But, that was 2010, and those things were absolutely massive.
I'll go back and look at them.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Good to know. San Diego 2012, though.
Yeah.
That was good.
Ones for sure. Those ones were eating dudes up. Yeah. And then this year, the whoops have not – they've not been building them like last year at all.
Yeah,
last year, they were gnarly. This year, it's like even though – they don't even have to build big whoops, though, because when they get so cupped out and edgy, it just makes them so gnarly.
Yeah, I think there was something in the off season where the managers are like, hey, stop building whoops that big. Because we had that Anaheim where the two of these were just, there was six of them laying there, right?
Yeah.
So, one of the things, as a guy who rides a dirt bike a little bit, one of the things that scares me would be coming around and seeing cupped out whoops and knowing that you have to go through them.
No,
like,
exactly. Like, I was sat on the parade lap, and I'm comfortable in the whoops.
Right.
I sat in the parade lap, and I sat on the whoops, and I'm like, what the fuck do we do in these? Do I jump these? Do I try skim them? And I skimmed them for most of the time. I skimmed them the whole time. Last lap, I tried jumping them. Because sometimes when you jump, they got weird Vs at the bottom of them.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, fuck. They're gnarly. It's like, that's the stuff that, like, I wish, I mean, fans could really see.
Yeah.
I liked on Supercross Live today, they showed, like, a view of you going through the whoops from the back,
yeah,
where you can see the cups and they can see how gnarly those things,
yeah,
are.
Yeah.
It gives such a better perception where when they show them go through the whoops from the front, you don't,
yeah,
see what we're going through, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree. Fans should walk the track and see,
yeah,
what you guys have to deal with.
After me, for, yes, sure. After
it's not pretty.
No.
Thanks, Dino.
Thank you.